Today our scripture is taken from Ephesians chapter 3 verses 1 through 13.
今天我们讲到的经文是在以弗所书第三章第一节到第十三节。
So if you have a Bible, I invite you to turn there with me to Ephesians chapter 3 verses 1 through 13.
如果大家有圣经的话，请把圣经翻到以弗所书第三章第一节。
And if you are there, I invite you to stand as I read God's word.
我们一起起立来诵读上帝的话语。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 1. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, on behalf of you Gentiles.
因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷。
Assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you.
量必你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我。
How the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly.
用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如以前略略写过的。When
you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ.
你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。Which
was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit.
这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道。 像如今借着圣灵启示他的众使徒和先知一样。This
mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel.
这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后赐，同为一体，同蒙应许。Of
this gospel I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power.
我做了这福音的执事。 是照神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。To
me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。And
to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things.
又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。So
that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
我要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。This
was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord.
就是这是照着神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。In
whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him.
我们因信耶稣就在他里面放胆无惧，笃信不疑地来到神面前。So
I ask you not to lose heart over what I'm suffering for you, which is your glory.
所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难上胆，这原是你们的荣耀。Let
us pray. Father, we give thanks to you for your word. Your word is revelation. And your word, may you work through your spirit in your word. That our hearts may be opened and illumined by what you are doing in our hearts. And so that we may see our own sinfulness. And we may see the beauty of Christ. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Now, in English, the word mystery conjures up some detective stories or unsolvable crimes in our minds.
在英文当中，这个奥秘或者神秘的事情，总是和一些神秘的这些没有解决的这些犯罪问题或者其他的这些侦探小说联系在一起。
So when a person gone missing, right, we say that it is a mystery, or we don't know where he's going, or where he has been.
有一个人如果是失踪了，我们说这是一个神秘的事情，这是一个因为我们不知道什么事情发生。And
so we think of names like Sherlock Holmes, right, or Agatha Christie when we think of mystery and crimes and so on.
我们如果看到那个想到这个福尔摩斯或者另外一个侦探小说的作者，我们就会想到这些侦探小说的故事。
And so when we come to the New Testament and we read the word mystery over there,
当我们来到新约的时候看到这个词奥秘,
there may have been some kind of confusion as to what mystery really means.
这是我们有点疑惑, 这个奥秘到底是什么呢?
Now, in the New Testament, mystery is something that was hidden, a private counsel of God, but now has been revealed to be the truth of God.
新约里面的这个奥秘就是原先在上帝的智慧里面被隐藏，现在借着圣灵向我们敞开。
And so mystery is very closely tied to revelation.
所以呢，这个奥秘是与这个启示紧紧的联系在一起。
And because without revelation, we will never be able to know the mystery of the truth.
如果没有启示的话，我们就不会知道这奥秘的真理。
Now you may think that, wow, this is really abstract. I have no idea what you're talking about.
可能你现在想，哦，这太抽象了，我一点都不知道你在说什么。
But I want to contend that actually we live with revelation a lot in our lives.
但是我要跟大家说，其实在我们日常生活中，我们有很多的启示。
I give you a very crude example. All right, my mom told me that she is my mom.
我给大家一个例子，妈妈，我妈妈跟我说，她是我妈妈。
Now, I probably was there in the birthing room, right? But I wasn't aware of what's going on that day when I was born.
我被生的时候，我可能是在那个产房里面，但是我一点都不知道我周围发生的事情。
Now, I have never taken any DNA test to see whether or not I have my mom's genes or whatsoever.
我跟我妈妈也从来没有做过亲子鉴定。
So I don't have any hard evidence to prove that from my experience that she is my mom.
所以对根据我的这个经验来说，我从来我不会有任何的这个证据说我的妈妈就是我的妈妈。
But you know what? She told me as I was growing up, I'm your mom.
所以当我长大的时候，她就跟我说我是你妈妈。
She loves me.
她爱我。
She takes care of me.
她照顾我。
And so I believe her.
所以我相信她。
And so revelation is like that, even though we don't have hard evidence of certain things.
所以这个启示就是说，虽然我们没有确实的证据。
But when it's revealed to us, we trust it as a truth.
当它被向这个奥秘向我们显示的时候，我们就相信这是真实的。
And this is the mystery that has been revealed to us, and this is the mystery that we're talking about.
这就是我们所说的那些被展开、被启示的这些奥秘。
So it's not some kind of unsolvable crimes or something that we'll never be able to understand.
这并不是说那些没有被解决的这个犯罪的疑难问题，或者是我们从来不会懂的一些问题。
But it's something that was hidden long ago, but now has been revealed to us.
而是在很久以前被隐藏，现在向我们显示出来。
So our passage today in chapter 3 talks about the mystery of the gospel.
所以在第三章的时候，我们一起来思想，来看这个福音的奥秘。
Paul has already spoken about this mystery a little bit of it in chapter 2.
保罗在第二章的时候已经说了一些关于这个奥秘的事情。
In chapter 2, Paul talks about the salvation of the Ephesians, that they are saved by faith, not by works, that no one may boast.
在第二章的时候，保罗说：“你们以弗所人得救是本乎恩，也是因着信，并不是你们有任何的行为，免得有人自夸。”
And in Ephesians, there is two parties, right? There's the Jews and the Gentiles. And Paul said that because of Christ, the two of you are now united.
在以弗所有两个部分的人，一部分是外邦人，一部分是以色列人。所以，保罗说，在耶稣基督里面，以色列人和外邦人联合在一起。
The hostile wall between the Jews and the Gentiles have been broken down.
以色列人、外邦人中间敌对的墙被打倒了。
And so we come to chapter 3. In verse 1 of chapter 3, he wanted to pray for them. He says, "For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, on behalf of you Gentiles."
所以到了第三章的时候，保罗要为以弗所人祷告。他说：“我保罗为你们外邦人做基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷。”
See, you see the Chinese version that has these dotted lines below. It says, "I'm praying for you," right? It's not actually there in the original language.
所以在这个我替你们祷告，在英文的在中文的这个翻译里面是加上去的，在以前起初的这个文章经文里面是没有。
But it is right. Paul is actually going to start praying for them in verse 1.
但是这是正确的事情，就是说保罗在第一章第一节的时候就是要为以弗所人。
And where does Paul pray for them? You go all the way to verse 14, then you see that Paul prays for them.
祷告在哪呢？你一直要等到第十四节的时候，保罗在开始为以弗所人祷告。
So in verse 14 it says, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father." That's where Paul starts to pray for them, 14 all the way through 21.
在第十四节的时候，保罗说我在父面前屈膝，这就开始为以弗所人祷告，一直到二十一节结束。
In other words, from chapter 3, verse 2 to 13, Paul interrupts himself and then talks about something else instead of praying for them.
所以在第二节和到第十三节的时候，保罗并没有在为耶稣基为以弗所人祷告，他谈论了一些其他的事情。
He talks about the mystery of the gospel.
他在这里面就讨论了福音的奥秘。
Why does he talk about the mystery? Why does he interrupt himself halfway through when he was going to pray?
为什么他在半途中间不祷告了，去讨论这个福音的奥秘呢？
I think it's because Paul is very grateful to be this minister of a mystery.
所以保罗是非常感谢上帝给他做了这个福音奥秘的使者。
Paul wants them to know, surely you are the mystery of this gospel. You have been given this mystery through us as apostles.
保罗对以弗所人说，你们确确实实是我们所服侍的对象，是我们这些使徒向你们服侍的对象。
Why does Paul want to explain the mystery to them?
为什么保罗要向他们启示这个奥秘呢？
Actually, the answer is in verse 10, I think.
答案是在第十节。
Verse 10, it says, so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
第十节说，为要借着教会，使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
So when the mystery is manifested to everyone else, everyone in heaven and on earth, everyone will see the mystery in the church.
当教会的事工开始在全世界展开的时候，所有的人都可以看到这个福音的奥秘。
And so in today's passage, we want to see that because God has revealed the mystery of the gospel to his apostles, and he has called them to proclaim to us, therefore we are to manifest this mystery to the world as a servant church.
所以上帝借着圣灵把这个福音的奥秘启示给使徒和先知，然后使徒和先知们把这个奥秘告诉给我们，所以我们作为一个教会要把这个奥秘宣讲到全世界。
So you see there's three parts, right? God has revealed the mystery to the apostles.
所以我们看到第三个部分，三个步骤，上帝把这个奥秘启示给使徒。
And he has called the apostles to proclaim them to us.
他宣召使徒让他们把这个福音的奥秘告诉我们。
So that we as a church may manifest this manifold wisdom of God, that everyone would be able to see it, see the glory of God.
作为教会，我们把让全世界的人都看到这个福音的奥秘。
So we'll start from the first part where God reveals this mystery to his apostle.
我们先看第一部分，上帝把这个福音的奥秘启示给使徒们。
And in the previous chapter, Paul has already hinted on this mystery. He says in 2:10, right? He says what? For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works.
保罗在第二章的时候已经有一个暗示，他在第十节说，我们原是他的工作，在耶稣基督里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备我们行的。
And in verse 15 he says that Christ might create in himself one new man in place of the two.
在第十五节说，他说为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人。
In other words, we are God's new creation. We are God's recreation in Christ.
所以换句话说，我们作为教会是耶稣基督的，是上帝的新的创造。
But in chapter 3, Paul goes deeper to explain what exactly is this mystery. What is it that has been concealed in the past ages, but now, after Christ has come, has been made clear?
在第三章的时候，保罗就进一步的阐释这个奥秘到底是什么，为什么奥秘在耶稣基督来了以后向我们显示出来。
I want to turn to chapter 3 verse 6. If you are there, I can read that to you.
我们一起来看第三章第六节。
This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel.
这奥秘就是外邦人在耶稣，在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。
I like the Chinese translation here very much because you see the four words and the four words, right? 同为后世，同为一体，同盟应许。
中文的翻译在这边翻译的非常好，因为这非常有力的同为后世，同为一体，同盟应许。
In Greek, it's three words, right? So for these three things, it's all three words. So one word, and one word, right? So all these three things is the mystery that Paul is talking about.
在希腊文里面就指三个词，这三个词就是保罗所说的这个福音的奥秘。
In English it's harder to explain. That's why we have many words, right? In English it says you're fellow heirs, members of the same body, partakers of the promise. There's actually three words.
在英文当中他没有办法用这一个一个的字来解释出来，所以他用了好些词来解释这三个字的意思。
In other words, the mystery is that there is a people called the Gentiles out there, right, who was at odds with the Jews, but now, after the gospel has come, they have been united to become one.
这个福音的奥秘就是原先我们这些外邦人是在以色列的国民以外，跟以色列人是分开的，但是借着福音我们可以跟以色列人联合在一起。
The mystery itself is not that the church is a mystery, right? We have something to do, we have nothing to do with Israel, but now the church is a mystery. No, the mystery is that the people who are outside of the Jews have now become part of the church.
这个奥秘并不是说这个教会是一个什么样的奥秘，这个奥秘所说的就是我们原先跟以色列分离的外邦人可以借着福音与以色列人一起联合在一起。
And because the Gentiles are united to Jesus Christ, they're united to the people of God as one entity. They are the new creation.
因为外邦人借着耶稣基督与上帝联合，也就与上帝的子民联合，就成了一个新的创造。
Dear brothers and sisters, the heart of the mystery is that the gospel unites us in Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，所以这个福音的奥秘就是我们靠着耶稣基督联合在一起。
No matter who we are, what our background is, what things we have done, or what things have been done to us, the gospel of Jesus Christ makes us fellow heirs, members of the same body, partakers of the promise in Jesus Christ.
无论我们是原先的背景如何，我们做过一些事情，或者是我们经历过一些事情，这都不重要。在这里面所说到，我们靠着福音，我们可以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。
Now today in our context, we may not feel the kind of disjunction that Paul felt. In Paul's days, the Jews and the Gentiles are very clearly separated.
今天我们大概没有像保罗那边有当时的这个情况，因为当时保罗在以弗所教会，他有以色列人和外邦人清清楚楚的分别开来。
It's very clearly that if you are a Jew, then you are not a Gentile, and they don't even eat meals together.
如果你是犹太人的话，你当然不是外邦人，所以犹太人根本就不跟外邦人一起吃饭。
And so when we think about it, we say, yeah, we're pretty united. You know, we're all here in the same building. We're worshiping the same God. We are pretty united over here, right?
如果在这儿的话，我们当然都算，我们当然是联合在一起，因为我们一起在这个教会里面，我们一起敬拜同一位上帝。
But if we extend it a little bit more, we see that actually all of us have differences.
如果我们仔细想一想的时候，我们会发现我们每个人都有互相的不一样。
And we have differences in our way of doing things.
我们做事的方式不一样。
We have differences in our philosophy of how we take care of our kids and so on.
我们教育子女的方式和我们的哲学的方式也不一样。
And we are fundamental, but the thing about the gospel is that even when we are different in all our areas, we are fundamentally united in our cause to Jesus Christ.
福音的奥秘就是，不管我们在生活上面有如何的不一样。最基本的是我们在耶稣基督里是联合在一起的。
Now, why is this important to us today?
为什么这对我们今天来说是这么的重要？
I think it is easy these days for us to draw lines in the sand when we say you're different from me, therefore I don't want to fellowship with you.
今天对于我们来说非常的就是很容易就画一条线，你跟我不一样。
And so when we come to fellowship with other brothers and sisters in Christ, we deny them the fellowship because they're different from us.
我们当我们去跟我们的其他的弟兄姐妹一起团契的时候，我们有一点不想去跟他们团契，因为他们跟我们不一样。
Now it is important to speak the truth, but Paul says we are to speak the truth in love.
当然，我们一起来说真理很重要，但是我们保罗在这边说，我们要说真理，说正确的事情的时候，我们要在爱里面。
And so I want to remind all of us here that the greater general direction of the gospel.Is not towards greater partisanship, but it's towards a greater unity in Christ.
在这里，我想提醒大家，这个福音并不是说我们有很多很多的人，更多的人在一起，而福音所说的，我们要在一起，一起联合。
And to get to this unity, love is essential.
为了我们的合一，爱是非常非常重要。
That's why you see in Paul's prayer later on, right?When he says, you know what, this is the mystery that has been revealed to you. You are to be united in Christ. What should I pray for you? You see in verse 17, what does Paul pray for them?
所以在保罗心里爱是非常非常重要。保罗对他们说，我已经把这个福音的奥秘给你们了。那这个你们得到这个福音的奥秘以后应该去怎么去做呢？
In verse 17, he says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love.
在十七节保罗为他们祷告说使耶稣使基督因你们的信住在你们心里叫你们的爱心有根有基
And in verse 19 is to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge that you may be filled with all the fullness of God
十八节能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深
And so dear brothers and sisters love is the thing that binds us to move us towards greater unity
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹爱是唯一的 驱使我们在主里合一的事。
And I've been thinking about love because I think a lot of times we have a lot of sins on the outside, which is very easy to see.
所以我今天提到这个爱的时候，因为我们在平时我们可以有很多很多各种能够我们能够看见的事情。
There are a lot of external things, like for example lying, like for example greed, that we can very clearly discern that it's sin, and we know that it's sin.
那些在外在的罪，我们很可以很容易就比如说贪婪啊，或者是说谎，我们很容易的会发现。
But one of the most subtle sins that we can commit in our hearts, and we are very defensive about it.
但是在我们内心里面有一个很小的这种很难发觉的这个罪啊，我们经常会否认。
And this sin is the lack of love.
这个罪就是没有爱心。
It's the sin when we violate the commandment to love our neighbors.
这个罪是违反了上帝给我们的这个命令，爱人如己的这个命令。
And when we commit this sin, we use all kinds of reasons to defend ourselves.
当我们违犯这个罪的时候，我们经常有各样各种各样的理由来为我们辩解。
Can you imagine church split? Why?Oh, we're standing for the truth.
当一个教会分裂的时候，为什么分裂？因为我们持守真理。
Oh, when something bad happens, why? Oh, I'm having my own stand over here.
或者有些坏的事情发生的时候，为什么我的立场是什么？
But we forgot to ask ourselves, is this the most loving thing to do?
但是我们经常会忘记，这是我们所应该做的，出于爱所做的事情吗？
If this is the most loving thing to do, the gospel tells us that we're moving towards unity.
靠着爱，福音告诉我们，我们借着爱可以在主里面合一。
We're not moving towards more enmity because Christ has tore down the hostile wall.
我们不会使个人反目为仇，因为耶稣基督已经除去了中间隔断的墙。
So, dear brothers and sisters, the mystery is that we're united in Christ.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这个奥秘就是我们在主里面。
Now this mystery is given to the ministers who are called by grace.
所以这个奥秘就给了这些福音奥秘室的管家们。
And Paul here says that he is this minister. He says what? By the stewardship of God's grace, I've been given this gift.
他说，保罗就说，神赐恩给我，将关切你们的这个职分托付给我们。
And this mystery was made known to me in verse 3.
第三节，这个启示使我们是我知道这个福音的奥秘。
And in verse 5 he says, It was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, but now it has been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit.
第五节他说，这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣徒和先知一样。
And so it reminds us in chapter 2:19 where Paul says, You are built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
所以在第二章第二十节，保罗就说到，你们是建立在使徒和先知的根基上。
In other words, when Paul says that this mystery is given to him and to his apostles and the prophets of his time, he is actually drawing a line.
当保罗说到这个奥秘向这个使徒和先知们显示的时候，他画了一条线。
And this means that this mystery is consistent.
他表示这个奥秘是一个完全的是Consistent 就是
I don't know what's consistent. 和
谐一致的
And so it's not that anyone who comes out, you know, any Tom, Dick, and Harry can say, you know what, I'm preaching the word of God or I am the apostle. And not anybody can do that because they must be apostles who are called by God.
并不是每个人说自称说自己我自己是使徒或者我自己是先知就能说这些事情，他们必须是上帝呼召的使徒和先知。
And I've made this example before. You know what? We're having an expansion ministry, right? We're building a building over there.
我给大家举个例子，因为我们有一个扩张的施工，所以我们要在这边要造一个新的建筑。
Now Paul says that apostles and the prophets are the foundation with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone.
保罗说这个使徒和先知是基础，而耶稣基督是房角石。
Now, how many times do you lay the foundation when we want to build a building?
我们做一个建筑的时候，我们要做这个打地基的时候，要打几次地基？
You only lay it once, right?
我只打一次地基。
And you lay it once, and that's it, right? You only lay one foundation, and Paul says the apostles and the prophets are the foundation.
我们只打一次地基，不会再有其他的地基，所以保罗在这边说，使徒和先知就是这么一个。
And dear brothers and sisters, that's why we don't have apostles today.
所以就是我们今天不会有使徒了。
因为 because the foundation has been laid.
因为这个地基已经打好了。
Apostles and prophets have laid the foundation and Jesus Christ is the cornerstone.
所以 这个使徒和先知就是这个根基，而我们的耶稣基督就是这个房角石。
But whatever that we build on it, whatever that we say on it, the ministers today, as I'm preaching to you, must be consistent with this foundation. We cannot build on another foundation. Can you see that?
所以我们无论是我们教会有何等的事工的时候，我们必须建立在这个地基上面，不可能建立在其他的地基上面。
If we are not consistent with the words of the apostles and prophets, then we are not faithful anymore.
如果我们所传的跟耶稣、跟使徒和先知所传的不一样的话，我们就不是忠实的传上帝的福音。
And so Paul says this mystery is given to them to explain because they are the first generation witnesses of Christ's death and resurrection.
保罗说这个福音的奥秘是给这些使徒们，让他们传给众人，因为他们是活见的耶稣基督的见证。
And today we have their words with us in this Bible.
所以今天我们他在借着圣经向我们说话。
And that's why everything that we do, we come back to ask whether or not it is according to the Bible.
所以我们无论做什么事情的时候，我们就回到我们的圣经上来，看看符合不符合圣经。
Because this is where the church is built. This is the foundation of the church.
所以这就是我们教会的根基。
But more of that, Paul says what? Paul says that this is the ministry of grace.
保罗进一步说，这是恩典的事工。
And you see that three times Paul says, I've been given this grace. In verse 2, this grace that was given to me. In verse 7, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace. In verse 8, this grace was given to me.
所以在这个保罗在第二章第二节、第六节和第七节的时候，就说这些都是上帝所给他的恩赐。
He very clearly understands that he, as apostles who hold this mystery and preach it to the people, is the ministry of grace.
所以他保罗清清楚楚地对大家说，我是这个福音奥秘师的管家，但是这个做这个管家的时候，是因为上帝的恩典。
Now, by that extension, even though we don't have apostles today, but in everything that we do, our making of disciples,we're teaching, we're spreading the gospel, even expanding ministry, all kinds of things that we do, we need to remember that it is by God's grace.
所以现在使徒已经不在我们当中，但我们做任何事工的时候，无论是我们教逐日学，还是扩堂，还是门徒训练的时候，我们知道我们做这些事情的时候都是因为上帝的恩典。
Because if it's not by grace, then the consequences will be terrible.
如果不是上帝的恩典的话，这个我们的结果是非常的可怕。
Now, you know that we're going to Montana tomorrow. We're going to a native tribe called the Crow Nation.
大家都知道，明天我们短宣队都会到这个印第安人这个原住民这个部落去传福音。这个部落就叫乌鸦部落。
Now, the missionary agencies don't categorize them as people who are unreached.
这些宣教机构并不是说把他们划在那些没有被传福音的那个族。或者人群当中。
But they are characterized as a people who are misriched.
他们把这群人当作是没有正确的去向他们传福音的那群人。
Why? Because when the gospel was first brought to them,
为什么呢？就是当福音第一次向他们传的时候，
they were exploited.
他们浪费了那个机会。
So in the name of the gospel, a lot of them were killed.
他们中间有很多的人是因为有些人借着福音的名把他们杀害了。
And in the name of the gospel, when they could not kill all of the Native Americans, they tried to make them assimilate into the culture of the Anglo culture.
他们在传福音的时候，并没有给他们传福音，而是想把他们变成跟他们一样这些文化的人。
And so because of that, there are people who are very, very, very averse towards the gospel.
所以呢，这些因为这样的话，这些人就对福音有敌对的情绪。
Dear brothers and sisters, you know this is what happens when you go to a people and you try to bring the gospel to them without the mentality of grace.
这就是当我们向别人传福音的时候，我们如果不是建立在这个恩典的基础上，我们就会出现这个问题。
This is the struggle of you and I as well.
这也是我们的征战。
Sometimes I talk to unbelievers and my mind, in my thinking.I'm thinking that I have something better than you. I have something that I want to give to you, which is better.
同样，当我有时候向别人传福音的时候，我心里会想，哎，我有个好的东西给你。其实这个侧面的反应，我觉得我比你强。
Yeah, and this makes me to be paralyzed with fear because I don't know whether or not I'm good enough to tell you this story And I don't know whether I'm capable enough to let you know the gospel.
这就让我非常的紧张，因为我不知道我有没有这个能力让你相信这个福音。
And when they reject us, when they say, no, I don't want to believe the gospel, we feel that it's a rejection for ourselves, that we have been rejected.
当他们拒绝福音的时候，我们有这个感觉说我们，他们拒绝福音就是拒绝我们。
But dear brothers and sisters, we go in, Paul tells us that we should go in with a mentality of grace.
所以保罗在这边告诉我们，当我们去传福音的时候，我们要把我们的福音建立在恩典的基础上面。
We know that it is not our reputation at Line when they reject us.
我们知道他并不是因为他们来拒绝我们。
We know that it is not our face that has to save value when people reject us when we share the gospel with them.
并不是说当别人拒绝我们的时候，我们的信心会受到亏损。
Why? Because when we go in, we know that our identity is secure in Jesus Christ.
为什么当我们传福音的时候，我们知道我们的安全，我们的地位是建立在耶稣基督里面的。
So we can be a fool, we can do as in like we are making mistakes and all that, but we know that our identity is secure in Christ. That's why we go in boldness.
我们可以犯一些错误，我们知道我们的地位是在耶稣基督里面，所以我们可以勇敢的去向别人传福音。
And so when we go in with a mentality of grace, God gives us the boldness to be witnesses in this world.
当我们带着恩典去传福音的时候，上帝就把勇敢的心给了我们。
Now, what was the purpose again that this mystery was preached by Paul, the apostle, to the people?
而这个保罗向外邦人述说启示上帝福音的奥秘的目的是什么呢？
We come to verse 10.
在第十节。
So that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
为要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
Now these rulers and authorities, they are not talking about government officials, right?
这些天上执政的、掌权的，并不是说地上的政府。
But it's heavenly beings, and in Ephesians, most of the time, it's referring to evil powers.
这是天上的这些就是那些掌权的。
And so when the mystery is proclaimed, when the Gentiles come into the church, yes, even in small, insignificant churches, I think what Paul is trying to say and what the Bible is trying to tell us is that we're acting in this universal drama on this stage.
当福音的奥秘向外邦人向世人展开的时候，保罗这里面所说的就是说，虽然我们在一个很小的微不足道的教会里面去敬拜上帝的时候，我们其实是在一个宇宙的大舞台上面。
And John Stott says this. He says, "It is through the old creation, the universe, that God reveals His glory to humans."
John Stott 说，上帝借着旧的创造，就是这个创造宇宙万物，来把他的荣耀向人类展开。
But it is through the new creation, which is the church, that He reveals His wisdom to angels.
而借着这个新的创造，就是教会，上帝把他自己的智慧向天使们显现。
Dear brothers and sisters, the church is central to history.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，教会在历史上是一个非常非常重要的一部分。
Now, do we realize that?
我们有没有意识到？
Do you know that when you're attending OCCC, we're sitting right down here, sitting in the pew, listening to the sermon, partaking in the sacraments, and all of this thing is being witnessed by angels who are in heaven?
大家有没有知道，当我们就坐在这个 OCECC 的这个里面的时候，当你们坐在这个座位上的时候，在听到的时候，在一起领受圣餐的时候，我们是被天使所看见。
Now you know, yes, the political scenes out there may be making history today.
我们知道那些政治事件可能是在出现在这个新闻里面。
And yes, science and technology may be breaking news today. We may be traveling with rockets, you know.
那些科技的也会是发射火箭都会在。新闻里面。
And trade war may be making news, right?
或者是这个贸易战。
But dear brothers and sisters, you sitting here, giving your heart to God in your worship, is the most significant history of all history.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹，当你们坐在这里面的时候，把你们的心归向上帝，向上帝敬拜的时候，我们所创造的，我们所经历的历史是在历史过程当中一个最重要的历史。
And when we look from the perspective of eternity, this is the history that really makes sense. This is a history that only has meaning.
当我们看到永恒当中的时候，这个历史才是真正的历史。
This is the stage that God has set for us to demonstrate the mystery for all eternity to watch.
这就是一个舞台，上帝向我们展开的这个舞台，一个 所有的天使，所有的宇宙一直在看我们的这个舞台。
And why is it that we have meaning here? Why is it that we're here sitting down here doing this every week?
我们每个星期到教会来敬拜上帝。
Why is there, why is there meaning here? Why is there meaning in this history?
这对这个历史过程当中有一个什么样的
为什么会有
这个意思呢？
Because Jesus Christ has come and died for us.
因为耶稣基督来为我们死。
Verse 11 and 12, here is this. Paul says this was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him.
11节和12节说，这是照着神从万世以来在我们主耶稣基督里所定的旨意，我们因信耶稣就在他面里面放胆无惧，笃信不疑地来到神面前。
There is significant meaning as we are gathered here to worship every Sunday because Jesus Christ came and died for you and I.
我们每个周日到这边来敬拜上帝，这个意义非常大，因为耶稣基督来到世上，我们死。
And our faith grasp hold to him for all eternity to see.
我们的信心牢牢地抓住耶稣基督，万世万代都看着我们。
So what do we do?
我们怎么做呢？
Paul says, "Don't lose heart."
保罗说，不要惧怕。
In verse 13, he says, I ask you not to lose heart over what I'm suffering for you, which is your glory.
保罗在这边说，不要因为我为你们所受的患难而丧胆，因为这是你们的荣耀。
And it is very easy for us to lose heart, isn't it? In the midst of suffering, in the midst of difficult situations, in the midst of darkness in our lives.
我们在我们生活当中困难的时候，或者在我们生活当中有黑暗的阶段的时候，我们经常会胆怯，经常会丧胆。
But Paul says, because the mystery has been preached to you.
但是保罗说，这个奥秘已经向你们展开。
And this mystery is Christ is uniting all people in Christ.
这个奥秘就是借着耶稣基督，我们所有的人在耶稣基督里面联合。
And it's proclaimed to us by grace that we may bring this mystery to others by grace.
这个恩典也向我们说，我们也要靠着恩典把这个奥秘告诉所有的人。
And so that when we gather together on Sundays for worship,Then we demonstrate this unity in Christ.
当我们来到主日，当我们一起来敬拜上帝的时候，我们向上帝显明我们在你里面，在耶稣基督里面是联合的。
That's the beauty of God's wisdom.
这就是上帝智慧的美丽。
Don't you see how important the church is?
大家有没有看到教会是何等的重要？
Now a lot of people that I met, right? A lot of them would say, you know what? I'm very spiritual. Me and Jesus, we're good. You know, we're buddies.But to church, nah, you know, I don't really want to go to church.
我经常会碰见一些朋友说，他说我跟耶稣基督的关系很好，但是我确实不想去教会。
Now, can you see how impossible it is for you to exhibit unity by yourself?
大家有没有看到，光光靠你自己，你没有办法做到合一。
How can you show that I'm united to who? To myself?
你和谁联合？和你自己联合吗？
You see how important the church is because when we are gathered here to worship in unity,We're showing this true unity that Christ has achieved.
这就是为什么我每天每周到这边一起来敬拜上帝的重要性，因为我们在这里面就表明了我们在耶稣基督里面的合一。
When you love your brothers and sisters, when you want to move towards with them in unity, that's when you demonstrate the love of Christ.
当我们在与弟兄姐妹联合，去爱他们的时候。我们就显明了耶稣基督所给我们的爱。
And so, dear brothers and sisters, this is what God has called us to do as His people.
这就是耶稣基督上帝所呼召我们所要做的。
Because we've been given this mystery by Him.
所以，因为他向我们启示了这个福音的奥秘。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
We pray that you will forgive our sins.
我们祈求你赦免我们的罪。
There are so many instances that we do not love our neighbors.
在很多的方面，我们都没有爱我们的邻居。
And there are so many instances where we think that we're in the right and we have the right not to love our neighbors.
很多事情上，我们甚至觉得我们完全有这样的权利，不要去爱我们的邻舍。
In many instances, we have defendedOur own excuses to not love one another.
经常我们为着我们自己不爱弟兄姐妹，不爱其他人而辩解。
But Lord, you have given us this mystery, and this mystery that unites everybody in Christ.
然而上帝你给我们这么一个奥秘，这个奥秘就是我们在所有的人在耶稣基督里面都同为一体。
And this gospel is not something that we can earn, but it is a grace that has been given to us.
这个福音这个不是我们所能赚来的，而是耶稣基督给我们的。
And you've called us in very tangible ways to be gathered together in the church to worship you.
你让我们能够实实在在的呼召我们，让我们能够来到教会来敬拜你。
And we pray for those among us who are discouraged about churches.
主要我们也是为着那些在因着教会而丧志的一些人。
We pray for those who think that churches are nothing more than just social clubs.
我们也是为着那些把这个教会只是当作是社交场所的人。
But Lord, we pray that you may open our eyes to see the significance of us gathering here to worship you.
主要让我们的眼睛真的能够看到我们一起来敬拜你的重要性。
That we are manifesting this mystery for all eternity in heaven and on earth.
我们一起来展现这个永恒当中的，宇宙当中的这个奥秘。
And so we give thanks to you, O Lord.
主要我们感谢你。
Forgive us our sins today.
给我们每日的所需的。
Forgive us our sins as you have forgiven us. Forgive us our sins as we have forgiven our debtors.
赦免我们的罪，就像我们赦免人的罪一样。
And may you strengthen us each day as we come to you.
每天当我们来到你面前的时候，来刚强我们。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.